Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you get a chance, check it out when you can, and subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you will. It comes on Sunday every week. Get you ready for the week ahead, and I think you'll like it. You're going to get two articles, one regular feature article, then a shorter one that's a little more motivational. Then you're going to also get all the schedule. The schedule of the coming week. So that's the reason we send it out on Sunday afternoon, so you can see who's going to be on the show that week and make sure that you're tuned in on the, especially for the topics that you're interested in. And we also have a blog, which our guest this half hour has been mentoring me a little bit about. Ken Lebo's with us, and he's a blog expert, and he's been mentoring me and us a little bit about our blog. And you can check it out when you get a chance there at the homepage, and you can subscribe by Real Simple Syndication, and we'll send it to you Monday through Friday. Ken Lebo is our guest. He's the author, as I said earlier in the hour, of all those wonderful books on incredible things to do on the internet, and he's one of our top internet gurus. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And you know, Ken, I was just looking back on when you were with us the first time, and it's been a while. I was telling the audience earlier that it was actually next March you and I will celebrate our 8th anniversary.
And I was 10 years old when we started. That.
That's exactly right. And I don't even think I'm not sure, but I think that at that time, you were working on 300 incredible things to do on the internet. It was the only book you had, and I'm not sure it was actually in print at that time.
It probably wasn't. And I'll tell you a very quick funny story. I wrote the first book. It was kind of a hobby, and we're over 3 million copies later. And we weren't doing so well with the first book anyway, and I decided to write a second book. And my partner said, well, let's hold off on printing that thing. And fortunately, I persisted, and the first book you mentioned is our bestseller, and the second one, which is geared for kids, is our second bestseller. So that's the history of our book business.
Well, and of course, you've introduced all those on this show, so, I mean, how else could you not have been successful? I mean, you had to be successful
right.
After all that. Ken, one of the things you've been doing a really good job of in the last few years is not only helping people find the great things to do on the internet, but you've become a pretty astute student of that whole parallel universe that runs alongside of the traditional marketplace. And cyberspace is what I'm talking about. And you've become a pretty good student of it. You've been reading a lot and studying a lot and talking to a lot of folks. You've been participating. You've been contributing to the evolution of the internet. And I'd like for you to just to sort of stop for a moment and give us your thoughts about where we are with regard to the internet and where you think we're going.
Well, you mentioned the key word, being student, and I was thinking of this just the other day, and that's really what I am. I'm a student of the internet, and it's constant learning because it never stops, and it's always changing, evolving, and so forth. And for me, it's a lot of fun. What I'd love to give to your listeners right now is something that I'm looking at my blog, and it's a statement I have up there, and I didn't make it, but I want them to think about this for a second. We believe the first 10 years of the internet were a warm-up for what's about to happen, and that was a Mary Meeker, an analyst with Morgan Stanley. And if people just think of that one sentence and what's about to happen over the next 5-10 years, the first 10 years was nothing.
That's right.
So, and I've actually renamed my website to Revolution 3.0 because I think we are in revolutionary times now as it relates to the internet. We're not just crawling. We are moving so fast. Every day I turn on, I'm a CNBC fanatic, so I watch CNBC. Every single day there's a new announcement from name brand companies, whether it's Google or Microsoft.
Right.
Today was eBay. You know, they're in the phone business, eBay.
They bought Skype.
With a company called Skype.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, they're going to be offering Skype through all the Radio Shack stores. That was just announced today.
Yeah, yeah.
TiVo made an announcement today that you're going to be able to download stuff on iPods. And that was today.
Mm-hmm.
So every single day, there's just a new
announcement. Well, the 90s was was basically, and what was so funny, what's so interesting about it, Ken, is the 90s was when everybody thought they were going to make so much money. And some people did. Mostly people lost money. But that was really just introducing the concept. And it started out almost as a fantasy type of thing. They were toys, mostly toys. And everybody thought that they were going to have all these new rules. And one of the things I wrote about back in those days, Ken, was that we're not looking at, folks, we're not looking at new rules, only new tools. And I don't know what you think. Whether you agree with that or not, Ken?
Well, there's a lot of new tools, but it's happening so rapidly. And what's really great about it is so many of these tools are free. And, you know, I was really excited, by the way. The other day I was at a Atlanta business meeting with the Atlanta Business Chronicle sponsored, and my son said, "Dad, look at this new book I got." And it was three minutes to success.
Oh, really?
So we got our free books at the show there. So thanks for the book.
Well,
there's a little plug for you.
Now, where were you at the what show you were?
It was the Atlanta Business Chronicle sponsored a small business strategy session and administ staff. I have the Administaff Special Edition sitting
there. All right, good deal. That's the new book, folks. I haven't even told the audience about that. We haven't really even formally launched that book, so good. I'm glad.
Oh, I hope I didn't let the cat out of the bag.
No, you didn't. No. I've mentioned it a few times, but it's been mentioned a few times. We haven't officially launched the book yet, but that's the new book, 3 Minutes to Success. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's pretty good.
But the point with that is that, you know how hard it is to write a book, physically publish it.
Right.
It takes dollars. It takes time. But now if somebody, I think everybody has a book in them. Everyone's an expert in something.
Right.
And if somebody doesn't want to take the time and the dollars it costs to publish a book or find someone to publish it for you, you can go literally on the Internet and in about 5 minutes you can publish using a blog technology. Mm-hmm. You can publish your thoughts, your book, whatever it is you want. And that's free and it's instantaneous to the world.
One of the things that's going to be that's leading the internet where it's going, Ken, is competition between major players, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, eBay. Those guys. Would you be safe to say that in 5 years, at least one of those companies won't be here, and in 10 years, maybe another one won't be here?
Well, you mentioned some really big players, and I think those are all going to be winners. And actually, we're going to be winners,
all of them?
Too. I think so, and I think we're all going to be winners, too, because they are fighting it out. You know, they're taking the gloves off. Microsoft is making big announcements because they realize that Google and Yahoo are onto something big.
Right. You know, Google is the Microsoft's biggest challenge, and Google is why I complained that the government took Microsoft to court over their antitrust issues, because I knew that the marketplace was going to bring Microsoft back down to earth. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Ken Lebo. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Lebo. Ken, give us your website again, please.
Well, the new one is revolution30.com.
All right, now are the other websites still in existence?
Yeah, sure. They all work, they're all out there. But you know, nowadays you can buy a domain name for about $8, so
I know it.
Whenever I decide that we got a new thought process going, I buy it.
But why would I go to that one instead of the incredible things to do on the internet website?
Well, if you go to incredibleblogs.com, which is the one I've been using for the last year or so,
right,
it'll take you to the same exact spot.
Okay. All right. But I like that. No, you're right. I think that's a good lesson there, Ken, is that it's a way of morphing as you're reinventing yourself, as we all have to do from time to time, actually on a continual basis. The internet allows you to do that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And my focus last year in 2005 was reporting on and talking about incredible blogs.
Right.
But
did you ever report and talk about my blog, Ken? I don't remember.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks. I appreciate that.
But what I was going to change my focus in 2006, and I decided to do a little bit prior to it. Things are changing so fast, so rapidly, and that's why Revolution 3.0. And I'm reporting on all of these changes that are taking place that are going to affect every single person.
And you know, Ken, the thing that I point out to folks is that change is not new, but the velocity of change is new, isn't it?
The velocity, to tell you the truth, to me, it's like mind-boggling. It's happening almost too fast.
It takes your breath. Well, it does take your breath away. And consequently, Ken, I really, my heart goes out to the small businesses out there that are just trying to hang in there, and they've got so much invested in the traditional marketplace, and it's not that they don't want to be part of the new environment, but it's just moving so fast that they're having a hard time doing that. You got any words of wisdom for them?
I guess that, you know, if I was to say, you know, read something or watch something, Wall Street Journal does a great job reporting on, you know, what's going on with these big companies, whether
right.
it's Google or Microsoft or Yahoo.
They have a weekend edition now too, by the way.
Absolutely, I get it every weekend. But or, you know, again, not everyone can sit back and watch CNBC, but that's a great station that talks about, you know, what's happening in technology and business, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those are a couple starting points. And you have to pick some of the technologies that you think are there. Like, as an example, podcasting has become something, a big buzzword now. And candidly, I had a post the other day, and I said, I hate podcasting. And because there's just too much information. No business person can sit there
no.
and listen to all of this stuff.
Right.
And
do you think that the new media, the real simple syndication and podcasting and that kind of thing, do you think that that's going to ultimately cut deeper and deeper into the print media?
Well, as I'm sure you're very well aware, the poor newspaper industry is
13%.
Is dying a slow death.
13% down last year.
And their big thing is advertising revenue. And
And largely because of Google. Google sucked a lot of their – Google and eBay, especially eBay, has sucked a lot of their advert. Classified ad
you know, a lot of people ask me all the time, how does Google make their money? And the bottom line is 98% of it is advertising.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to talk about going into classified advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the bread and butter of the newspaper industry.
And Google, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Google's nothing but a big classified ad operation, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean eBay is what I'm trying to say.
eBay is
just a big classified ad site.
Yep.
So their paradigms shifting all over the place, aren't they?
They're shifting rapidly, and you know, we know old line established businesses don't move very quickly, so the newspaper industries are scratching their head right now.
What would you say, though, to a small company? I know you said to read, but, I mean, we got to do more than read. We got to take action. What else? What other advice would you give them to make sure that they survive in this world? You know, even if they're not on the leading edge, they actually don't want to be on the leading edge, because sometimes the leading edge is the bleeding edge. But you want to at least be somewhere in a range in the middle, don't you?
I think, you know, there are some things that are so simple to do. And the Internet, the bottom line, what I think it is, it's a communication medium. And so many people are not using it, and small businesses are not necessarily using it. Let me give what I think is a good example, and I can say this. I'm a CPA. I don't practice anymore. But when do you think, as a small business person, when do you think of using your CPA or going to your CPA? Most people think of it as tax time. Of
mm-hmm.
course, a lot of people use them on a regular basis as their advisor. But you think of it during, you know, tax season. Well, why don't CPAs have a blog and on a daily basis or weekly basis update that so their clients can know what's going on?
You know what?
Related to all business principles.
You're going to find this very interesting. I was walking through the 19th hole the other day, and a friend of mine is a CPA, and he said, Jim, would you help me put up a blog?
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, that happened.
There you go. But it needs to happen more and more. And
it does.
For every business, they need to.
If that guy thinks he needs a blog, then everybody needs a blog. But it's we need to quit looking at those things as being trendy and the kind of things that somebody else has. These are tools. These are not toys. They're tools now, aren't they?
They're tools, and they're communication tools. And when you have a customer, client, whatever it may be, what do? You want to communicate with them. In the sort of olden days, we picked up the phone possibly and talked to them, or we created a brochure. But now you can create a website that is free, it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll take a little bit of time to figure it out, learn, and so
right.
forth. but or knock on the door of your next-door neighbor who is a 16-year-old kid. They're blogging like crazy.
Absolutely. Hey, Ken, give us the website again, please.
Revolution30.com.
Hey, Ken, will you be back again another day? Will you come back with us?
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Ken, for being here.
Thank you.
Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the best, and I encourage you to check out his website if you want to see where this world is going. We're going to be right back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.